Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you for revealing yourself to us. Thank you for the love that you have. Lord, help us to hear who you are so that we may become more like you. Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus says, chapter 14, verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." So Jesus is talking about he's going to be crucified. He knows he's going to be going away. And he's saying, listen, hey, I'm going away. My Father has many mansions. He's got many houses. He's got lots of room, plenty of room, plethora of room, oodles of room, lots and lots. He says, if it were so, I would have told you. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. He says, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just telling you the way it is. My Father's got plenty of room, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going. Just think about that. Jesus has been preparing a place for us. That's awesome. And he says, where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know the way, and the way you know. Where I go, you know, and the way you know. Okay, Jesus is talking about his death, and they're like, what do you mean? So Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? It's a reasonable question. Jesus himself also said that no one understands the Spirit unless he be born again. And here's Jesus. He's being led by the Spirit. So, of course, nobody understands him because being led by the Spirit, they're like, what? Because they're still fleshly. They don't have the Holy Spirit yet. They don't understand. He says, how can we know the way? Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Okay? He said, you know the way. You know where I'm going, and you know the way. Well, I don't, what do you mean? Well, I don't know the way. And he says, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. I'm the answer. You know, because you know me. That's what he's saying. You know me. Therefore, you know the answer. If you had known me, you would have known my Father. And also from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip says, Lord, show us the Father and it's sufficient for us. He just said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Jesus is making the illustration of, you know what? I'm the way. To know me is to know the way. And to know me is to know God. You want to know God? Know Jesus. This is why the Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted to kill him. because he said, I am like God. If you've seen me, you've seen God. Now I want to turn over to John 7, verse 28, because this is a contrast. Verse 28. Then Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple, saying, you both know me and know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know, but I know him. For I am from him, and he sent me. He's saying to them, you don't know me. You don't know me. But I know him. Oh, come on, where is it? Oh, yeah, it's the next one I got. Okay. So then going back, John 5, verse 37 and 40. And the Father himself, who sent me, has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you did not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. My point that I'm getting to is that to know Jesus is to know life. To have Jesus is to have life. And Jesus here says, you've searched the scriptures. You sought them out. You looked for what they said. And he said, they testify of me, but you don't know me. And you haven't received me. It's not about having the acquisition of knowledge. It's not about having all of the details right. It's not about having studied the scriptures for years and years and years. It's not about that. It's about knowing him. Knowing him. It's not just about him, but knowing him. And I think that's one of the big things that differentiate between people who just know about Jesus and people who become born again is because they know Jesus. They come to know him personally as an individual. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they've received him as a person. So why do we search the scriptures? Why do we study them out? So that we can see who he is in them. It's not just about the facts. There's plenty of facts in there. I actually listened to a video the other day, and this gal was asking, she says, tell me something that's not in the Bible that people believe are in the Bible. So then this guy gets on and he starts going on about it, and I'm listening to him and I go, this guy does not know Jesus. Because it was an absolute distortion of what Scripture says. And it was obvious that he didn't know God. Well, I'm pretty sure the guy was an atheist and he was trying to prove his point that the Bible doesn't say anything. But he doesn't know Jesus, so it makes no sense to him. He says, you search the Scriptures, but it doesn't make any sense to you. You don't know anything because you don't know me. Without Jesus, the scripture is just this book of jargon and religious sayings that can be twisted to whatever ends you want. When you know a person, an individual, you know what? You don't get to change them. They are who they are. And if there's a question about, oh, well, what did he mean by that? You know, if you've got a friend and you get a text from them and you think, well, why would they say it like that? You can call them up and say, what did you mean by that? Oh, I just meant this. And you're like, oh, okay. It's not what I was thinking. And it's just like we have that with the scriptures. We can look at them and say, oh, well, why would God say that? You know what? We can go to Jesus and ask him, what does that mean? We can say, can you explain this to me because I'm not understanding? Because he's a person. He's not dead. He's not beyond our grasp to converse with. He's with us. He said that he would leave his spirit and his spirit would be with us and in us. And that he would never leave us or forsake us. And so he's there. And when we have problems and we don't understand things, we can go to him and he can reveal the truth to us. He can show us the way because he is a real person. A person, not a list of rules and regulations. And to know him is to know life. That's what he said. To know him is to know to have life. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the way. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what path your life is supposed to take. He is the way. He says, I'm the way. I am the truth. You don't know what truth is. You don't know, oh, I don't know if this is true or that's true. I don't know who's got who's right, who's not right. Jesus says, I'm the truth. Where do I, you know, where do I get life from? Where does my life have meaning? Where is it that I can be fulfilled and I can be full of life? Jesus says, I am life. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. Whoa, all religions lead to God. No, they don't. They don't. Because Jesus came down and revealed himself, he was God on earth. I mean, he was a man on earth, but he was the character of God who walked the earth showing forth who God is, that we could see him, we could behold him, we could understand him. And that way we could, and since he was willing to lay aside everything and came to earth, that's why he's the only way. Buddha didn't do it. He didn't come from heaven and lay aside all of his glory and majesty. He was a man seeking truth. He's like, we just need to seek truth. Jesus is the truth. And we could go on about all the different religious leaders and philosophies. They're all seeking to understand God. But you can't understand him because God's a person. And he came in the form of Jesus Christ to show us who he is. And we have to know him. And if we want to know, if we want to grow, I'm getting ahead of myself. He came to show us that God approves of us and he loves us. So much so that he wasn't leaving us to our own devices. He wasn't saying, okay, you guys messed up. You made some mistakes. Here's your list of rules. These are the things you have to accomplish. If you want me to be happy with you, here's what you got to do. Jesus came down to show us that God loves us and approves of us, regardless of where we're at. And not only that, but he's not willing that we should stay where we're at, that he empowers us to become more than we are, and that he gave us the right to become sons and daughters of God, that he became his children. And since we are his children, then we have his likeness. And so we can look at Jesus and say, what am I supposed to be like? That's what I'm supposed to be like. Because that's what my Father is like. Therefore, that's what I'm like. So that's how I get to behave. To know him. That's another reason we need to know him. Is because we need to know ourselves. Who is this that we are now in Christ, that we have become a new creation in Christ Jesus? What does that mean? The old things are passed away. We've become a new creation. And when we come to Christ, not only, you know that when you're born with specific abilities and talents? That you are who you are, you're unique. Your brain operates in a certain way. You have a certain predisposition. You like music. You like technology. You like numbers. You like words. You like, there's all these things that people have a predisposition towards. They like certain things. Why? Because it's who you were. When you were born, there were certain things that were given to you by God. Certain aspects of God's creativeness that was imparted into the human being. And when we come into Christ and we're born again, now there are certain aspects of Christ that are now in you. So just like that, you now have a part of Christ, a part of God that is now part of you in Christ, a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And God wants you to walk into that, but how do we do it? We have to know Him. We have to know Him. It's about a relationship. How do our kids grow and develop the gifts that they have? Well, a parent sees the gift and the abilities on them and then begins to nurture them in that direction. And that's why the Word admonishes us to raise a child in the way they should go. Not the way we want them to go, but the way they should go. And there are some parents who try to form their kid into, you know, a little mini-me. And they find that it gets quite frustrating. They're not you. You're not me. You never will be me. You're you. And that's a good thing. You are you. You are who God has made you to be. Well, you have the potential to be who God has made you to be. But that comes through following Him and walking with Him and letting Him lead you and guide you to show you the way of truth, to be the way, the truth, and the life for you. And it's all about relationship. It's all about knowing, not just about, but knowing, which means that we have to develop a relationship. How good is a relationship if you haven't talked to somebody in 20 years? Not very good. I got a friend I went to Bible school with, and I've probably talked to him maybe a dozen times since I left Colorado. I know about him, but I don't know him right now. I remember who he was, and I know him to an extent, but I don't know him now. He's gone through a lot. You know, they've had a lot of life experiences that have changed them. How about people that I went to high school with? I can guarantee you I don't know any of them. They don't know me. I've had no interaction with them. And they can say, oh, I remember when he did this, and I remember when he did that. Oh, I know what he's like. No, they don't. They don't know me. So when we don't stay in contact with somebody, we lose that knowing. And so it's like a constant striving of staying connected with who Jesus is. How do we do it? There's many ways. We search the scriptures because they talk about Him. We spend time in prayer and fellowship with Him. We spend time in worship about Him. And we listen to the testimony of others, to what God has done in their life, what Jesus has said to them. And we begin to hear who Jesus is as He interacts with other people. And we listen to those that God has sent to minister to us for our well-being, that as the Spirit of Christ moves through them, we begin to know Him more. Because as we follow Jesus on this earth, then people can see Jesus through us, just like we saw God through Jesus. John 15, 26 and 27. And I'm going to read this in the Amplified. But when the Helper, the comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, and standbyer, comes, whom I will send to you from the Father. That is the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father. He will testify and bear witness about me. But you will testify also and be my witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So he's talking to his disciples, his apostles, and he's telling them, you are going to testify about me. The Holy Spirit's going to testify about me so that people can see me. So we read the scriptures, we read what the apostles said, we read what those who knew, and then we also listen to those who have walked with Jesus and have known him, and we see the life of Jesus through them, and we recognize that they've been with Jesus. And this is how we know who he is, through our own experience, through others. It can't be just a one-way street. You cannot say, well, I just have my relationship with Jesus and that's enough. Because Jesus is too big for you to know by yourself. There's too much of him that you will miss if it's only you and Jesus. Because Jesus, we have the Spirit in measure. Jesus had it without measure. Because he is so much more than what we can fathom. He is so much greater than we can comprehend. But we get to see Jesus in us by measure. Because we have the Holy Spirit by measure. And so then the likeness of God comes out of us in a measure. That's why God made us a body. That's why we're not individuals. You know, it's not one great individual or a bunch of, you know. He said we're a body. Because when we all come together and we all walk together in Christ, then the fullness of who he is expressed. That's why the devil hates the church. That's why he's trying to destroy the church. Why he's taking people out of the church and saying, oh, you don't need them. They're just a bunch of religious old fuddy-duddies. We're called to be a body. We're called to strive together for the likeness of Christ till we all come to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, that we're not moved by every wind of doctrine. You know, that when the devil comes, we're like, really? That's too easy. We know that's you. We know you're behind the bush, devil. You're not fooling anyone. You know, we need to strive together. And when we strive together, there is safety in that. There is boldness in that. There is confidence. There is life in that. You know, we're not all doing it by ourselves. We're doing it together. And together we can do more. We can lift more. We can be more. We can represent more. We can show forth more glory of God. And when I started, when God started me down this road for this sermon, there's one scripture that came to mind, and I'm sure that if you start thinking about knowing God, this comes to mind. It's Philippians 3. Verse 10. That I may know him. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not that I have already attained, nor am already perfected, but I press on, that I may hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold of me. That I might know him. That I might know him. John 15. If you go to John 15, and the it's about the true vine. He says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. That's about, it's a parable about knowing him. Knowing him. Not just hearing about him, but being connected, that he becomes the vital essence of who we are. That it's not just, okay, well, I've done my Bible reading for the day, and I've prayed for 30 minutes, and I've listened to my sermon, I'm good. It's about knowing him. And when you want to really, really know somebody, you make the effort to find out. You know, you remember when you fell in love with somebody and really wanted to know about them? You wanted to know them. The things that you would do to try to get to their attention or get to know them or hear about them, or, you know, you'd start searching around and start talking to all your friends. And, you know, this works more in school than anywhere. But, you know, you start asking all your friends, and then you find out what classes they go to or what sports they're in, and or, you know, what things they're interested in. And you start, it's like, it's that kind of striving to know him. What is God interested in? What trips his trigger? What excites him? What is it that, where's God going and what's he doing? Where's he going to be today? What class is he going to be in? What's he going to be about? You know, where's Jesus? Who's Jesus going to talk to today? Where, you know, can I listen to him talk to somebody else? Can I, you know, where, what time are we meeting? Are we having lunch? Are we going to hang out? To know, to have that striving to know him. You know, it's just like when we've walked down that path for a long time and we know the scriptures, we can lose this passion to know him. Jesus talks about in Revelations. He says, you've forgotten your first love. Your first love. Jesus, what is it? What is it you want today? What can we do today? How can we be together today? It's not about the knowing of things, but it's the knowing of him that's important. We do need to know about him. We do need to know what was said about him and who he is. And we find it in the scriptures, but it's not just about the facts. It's about the person of Jesus Christ. Because he is a person. Be careful of having others tell you who Jesus is. Because not everyone who proclaims to know Jesus does. And that's why it's important to know him. Because when somebody says, oh, well, Jesus said this, you go, wait, no, that doesn't sound right. Because the Spirit in you testifies of who Jesus is. And the Spirit that is in you will show you and guide you to truth of who Jesus is. You know, if we would just listen to the Holy Spirit in us, you know how many problems we could be solved from? When we just listen to that inward, still voice of the Spirit of God and just go, yeah, something's not right here. You know, that's not, I understand what you're saying, but something doesn't seem quite right. And then we press into God and say, God, Jesus, what's the truth here? Because he's the truth. And we walk that out. Jesus wants to fellowship with you. He wants to be with you. He wants to know, for you to know him. That's why he came. And that's why he left his Spirit. I want to encourage you to get to know him better this week. You know, during this week, take some time, take a moment and think, Jesus, I want to know you more. What are you doing? What are you doing today? How can I know you more today? And then just follow him. Go where he's leading you. Do what he's asking you to do so that you can see him better. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you are taking us from glory to glory, an understanding and knowing of who you are. Father, I ask that this week that you would reveal more of who you are to us, that we can see you in a greater measure, and that we can become more like you. We just give you glory and honor to this day, and we just want you to know we love you. And we praise you and exalt you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You guys have a wonderful week. Be blessed. And God loves you.